town folks was in action. They tried to get a good man for president. I had a big brother named Moses, very swell promoter. He was always looking for swell advice. So I told him to go right down to the poll, vote with his whole heart and soul. Place the voting once, he voted twice. And now he's down in jail, no one to go his bail. The giant said he should have given life. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. We told that boy before he left home to let them politics alone. He's in the jailhouse now. Now up in New York City, folks thought it was a pity that the landlords had to raise that rent so high. We hustled around that town in all our hustled rounds. We could not raise that rent no way we tried. My mother took in washing, my sister done the ironing. I hepped around the town by shining shoes. But my daddy walked around like he owned New York town, spending all of mama's money buying moonshine booze. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. At that then more could get that rent. Paul was stealing everything. He's in the jailhouse now. Now I went out last Friday. I met a big fat girl named Ida. She thought I was the swellest coon in town. She commenced to call me honey. Naturally, I began to spend my money. We took in every cavalry that could be found. We were drinking every minute. I thought I was in it. I was buying Jamaica ginger by the pound. But when I went to pay that man, I found a little out of hand. Right in my pocket where my money was.
Where's that?
She's in the graveyard now. She's in the graveyard.